Well, I've heard it said that great cities are made of great neighborhoods. And so it's really exciting for my husband and I because we moved back here 3 years ago, and we just really wanted to be a part of Tacoma's story. And before that, we were working with this organization for a number of years, and it was an international organization. It took us all over the world working in some amazing cities, some really rough cities in places in Kenya and South Africa and Zimbabwe. And we had this big picture perspective of things that you can do in a city, humanitarian work, clean water projects, the big stuff. So when we moved back to Tacoma, we had thought that we would get a house in a city and we would be a part of that story. And we had this big picture perspective, all the stuff that we could do in an area like Hilltop. We looked for a house and we actually found one in Hilltop. And so our thinking was we would go out into the city and we would do our work, we would do some urban planning or some community development and be a part of some big project. And then we would go home at the end of the day to our cute house in Hilltop where it was quiet and safe and get refreshed. Now, I can hear the giggles because I'm sure you're thinking, you thought that. How adorable. I've told people that before, and I get the thing that I call the frowny grin, where, you know, you get people frowning with their mouth and smiling with their eyes, and it's kind of like... So when you see that, you can tell people, I see the frowny grin. It's a bit patronizing, and it means sort of like, no, you poor fool. So anyway, this was what we thought we were going to do. We bought a house in Hilltop, a great house, and we didn't know anybody here. We didn't know the neighbors, we didn't know the neighborhood, we didn't know anybody. And so the first night that we're there, I'm painting in the kitchen, and my husband is out. He's out with our three kids somewhere, I don't remember where. But I'm painting, and I remember it was nighttime, and I'm looking out at this window in our kitchen, huge window overlooking our neighbor's yard. Now, our houses are so close together, you can almost reach out and touch it. And I could not see out, but they could see in. So I'm painting, and I hear voices, and I'm thinking, oh, the neighbors. I haven't met them yet. And a fight breaks out. And it's that awkward moment where I'm thinking, should I be painting here? Because I know they can see me, but I can't see them. And the fight's getting worse. And now there's more people. And now things are being thrown out of the house. And I'm thinking, was that a TV? Or a toilet? Or a box of wrenches? I have no idea. What is that? Did I hear the word crack whore? We live next to crack whores? I didn't know we live next to crack. What do? I'm still painting here and they can see me. And it's getting worse and louder and there's more people. I don't know what to do. And I'm thinking, isn't somebody gonna call the cops? I mean, I just got here. This isn't my job. I don't know these people. And at some point it got so bad, I thought, okay, I just have to call the cops. And as my husband came home with the kids, we see the guy that started the fight being kind of hauled off in handcuffs, and I'm thinking, I've made a terrible mistake. And I thought, why did we buy this house? Like, couldn't we have rented for a while? I mean, now we're stuck here. What are we going to do? Well, I decided to sleep on it, and I thought, you know, I'll go over and talk to him in the morning, and I'll just, you know, meet them, and we'll see what we can work out. So I did that, and the neighbor was great. The owner of the house said I wasn't here when this happened, but he reassured me this was not going to happen again. This was kind of a one-off. Well, I wish I could say it got better, but it didn't. There was the time that my husband looked out the window and saw a cop standing down with his gun walking across our lawn, pointing it at the house, and just goes, go inside, there's somebody with a gun. And I'm thinking, these aren't neighbors. There was a time that the neighbors had somebody over, and he tried to park on the lawn, you know, as you do. And he peeled out on our garden, you know, and saw all my little corn starts went flying everywhere. And there was the time that, you know, we were sitting out in our backyard, and I'm there with my kids in the summer. And I look over and I see this couple dry humping in front of me and my kids. And I finally just said, you know, hey guys, there's kids over here, like right here, where we can almost touch each other. And the girl just looks at me and she goes, well, thanks for telling me. And she kind of goes back to her business. It got to the point where I thought, I don't want to live here anymore. Like, I can't talk over the fence with these people anymore. This is just, they're horrible to live next to. I would pull up to my house, and I'd see them all sitting out there. There was tons of them that lived in the house. And then I would just, like, screech away and go hang out somewhere at a park for a while, because I didn't even want to be at home. And I began talking to the neighbors and hearing their stories, talking about different neighbors they had had and how awful it was and how they felt they had no idea what to do about this. And so I couldn't think big picture, but I knew what I could do was just get people together, really non-committal, because as soon as the commitment is there, they don't want to do it. So I kind of had to tread lightly and say, would you guys maybe be interested in thinking about perhaps the possibility of possibly starting to talk about maybe forming a group that talks about Neighborhood Watch? Okay, I guess we could do that. So we got together and we formed a Neighborhood Watch. Now, I had talked to people from the Hilltop Action Coalition that had changed that whole area in the 80s and 90s, and they said they did things as simple as they would call one another when a drug deal was happening in the street. And all they would do was stand out on their porch underneath the big light and just stare at everybody, stare at the people doing this. And it made them so uncomfortable that they eventually left. And doing this kind of thing over and over again and just being a presence in the neighborhood. So that's all we could do. Sometimes we had to call the cops, but other times we could just stand out in front of the troubled house, which of course was right next door to us, and just talk to one another and kind of look at the house and talk to each other some more and look back at the house. And so they knew we were there. We were a presence. And that's all we could really do. Well, this went on for months. And finally, one day, one of the guys comes over to the house and he says, you know, do you have a book? The power's off. I said, this guy is letting you live there and he's not even paying the power bill? And he's like, yeah, it's been off for a couple days. You got a book? Wow, here's a book. And I'm thinking, do I call this city? I mean, he can't take money from these people and not give them power. Maybe they'll give him a fine or something. Maybe they'll give him a warning and that'll teach him. So I call the city and within 24 hours, there was a board up on his door. And everybody in the house scattered. And I just remember looking and going, oh, what have I done? I didn't mean for this to happen. I mean, I thought he would get a fine. I thought maybe they would give him a warning and snap him out of it. I didn't know. I didn't know they were going to shut his house down. Well, a side note, you actually can get those taken off your house for a fee. But he didn't want to pay the fee. Now, I don't know if what I did was the right thing to do. I mean, honestly, I am just a kid still. I'm just a kid trying to figure out how to live in a city when there's crazy things happening. I don't know if I could have done something better. All I do know is that for 2 years, we've had amazing summers with peace and quiet and a sense of a presence within our neighborhood of connectedness and community. There's no longer this force in our neighborhood changing the entire climate, making it uncomfortable for all of us to live there, or making us regret that we moved there. And the other thing I know is that I can't do the big picture stuff. I mean, I am just me. I've got 3 kids at home. I have slip-on shoes because I don't care to tie them. I mean, I don't have energy. I don't have the energy to do the big stuff, to get my name put in the South Sound magazine. I don't have the energy for it. All I have the energy to do is say, hey, would you guys maybe want to possibly consider the possibility of perhaps caring about your neighborhood and starting a neighborhood watch? And those are the things that make a great neighborhood into a great city. Oh yeah, by the way, that house is for sale. So if anybody wants to live in it and be in a great neighborhood, just see me after the show.